This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together tune in to WGOD. We're tuning into God's frequency today. We're tuning in to see what He's going to say to us today and what word He has for us today. That's going to come out of Revelation chapter 13, though you never know. And the Lord really comforted me this past week, that encouraging me as a preacher, don't worry about having a sermon that's too one way or the other. Just stick to the word of God and leave the ministering to the people to me. That God can take a sermon that's advanced or it's beginner, as long as it's based on the word of God, and God can minister to each and every person that's there. That's what He does. We leave the ministering to souls to Him. It's up to us preachers to be faithful and preach the word. Now here today, we're in Revelation chapter 13, and Lord, I pray right now You would take Your word indeed and minister to each and every person that's tuned in here today, like only You can, Almighty God. Your word is living. And we pray right now You would take Your word and bless each and every person that's tuned in here today. In Jesus' name I ask, amen. Part 3 of 4, this will wrap up tomorrow. I've entitled this sermon, Today, If You Hear His Voice. It is out of Revelation 13, but that's not the message today. We read all the smoke and mirrors that's going on at this time, the sin and the deception. But when the smoke clears, the one faithful thing is Jesus Christ. As He says, I have come to bear witness of the truth. He also said that I am the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That's what we're going to focus on here today and tomorrow in this message. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll send you the disc. I'll email you the link if you want to do it digitally, whatever it takes. Hope you enjoy this message. Now, this Sunday, I'd love to see you on Sunday morning. We're looking at someone called the false prophet. This is going to be an awesome look here in a great battle. We're looking this Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Now, here is part 3 of this message.
Even this guy here is young enough, old enough to know who John F. Kennedy is. He's seen it on YouTube and reads about it in school. You know how he died? How did John F. Kennedy die? Do you know? He was assassinated. Same day with the Beatles came out. November 22nd, 1963. The same day C.S. Lewis died. Buried on the last page of the New York Times. One of the greatest Christian authors ever. How about Osama bin Laden? What would you do if you saw this man again? Judas Iscariot. Nero, Adolf Hitler, and Donald Trump. Just as much him as possible as any one of these is Donald Trump. Someone riddles this man with bullets in his head and he dies, and all the world sees him die, and then whoop, up he goes. It's happened before. Luke chapter 22, verse 3, it happened to Judas. When he gave up Jesus, it says, then Satan entered into Judas. He didn't even know he was going to betray Jesus. He asked them, what did he say to him, Darren? I'm sitting around the table. Is it I? He didn't even know. He didn't even know. No one knew. John 14, 27, it said they looked around at each other when he says, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me. No one knew what he was talking about. Even Judas didn't know. Until he went too far and did the ultimate, his last chance to repent. He gave that up, and it says, and then Satan entered into Judas. And then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. It could be the same with Donald Trump. Now, maybe there's a lot of people that like Donald Trump. Forgive me. He wouldn't know. But it's going to be something like this. Everyone follow me? It's going to be something like this. It's going to be on the magnitude of a Donald Trump or John F. Kennedy or Osama bin Laden is what this says. One of these mortal head means he could be one of these rulers of these countries. Maybe Saddam Hussein. He was the Medes and the Persians area. Iraq or Iran. Or Germany, the leopard, Adolf Hitler or someone else. But maybe someone that's alive at that time, maybe the leader tomorrow could die and then rise again. They wouldn't have understood that in the year one. But they'd understand it in the year 2018. At the right time, people will understand this. But this is what John's trying to tell us. I saw one of his heads as if it was mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and then all the world marveled and followed after the beast. Now look at what happens as a result. Everyone, we're in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. Well, all the world marveled and followed after the beast. Let me say, but they were tricked into this, weren't they? Yes, they were. Better word is they were deceived into this. Y'all know what the word deceive means? I wrote my own definition of the word deceive. You want to hear it? It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Should I say that again, Mo Howard? It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Eve said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Do you think she would have done what she did if she would have known the consequences? Look, Eve, come on over here. Let me tell you something. You're going to eat this strawberry shortcake here, and you're going to corrupt the entire human race. You're going to make little children die of cancer, and you're going to make the Son of God die naked on the cross. Here, have some. What do you think she would have done? No way would she have done that. She said, the serpent deceived me. She thought something was something. That is, this apple, good for me, is going to open my eyes. While something, this apple, was something else. The something else, the introduction of sin into the human race. The day you partake of this, you will surely die spiritually. Man is now separated from God. It was never his intentions. Man is separated from God now. This is why Jesus came. 1 Timothy 2:5. There is one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. This goes all the way back to there. They're deceived into doing this. So they marveled a little, then they followed him, and now verse 4, it says, what's it say? First three words? So they worshiped. Fools! When in doubt, worship, right? But they can't see the dragon. Let's read it. So they worshiped the dragon. You see, they're deceived. They can't see Satan. Like you can't see him today. Or at your school. Or at home. Or on the television. Or under your kid's bed. You can't see him. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. You see, they can't see the dragon, but it doesn't matter. Many people worship him right now and you can't see him. You worship him right now and you can't see him. How? By doing his will. When you hate your neighbor, you're worshiping him. When you sow discord among brethren, you're worshiping him. When you lie, you're worshiping him. When you reject God's provision for your sin, you're worshiping him or yourself. Like refusing the Lord's ticket that he's handing out. That's what I was talking about before you guys got here. The Lord is handing out tickets, proverbially speaking. But when you reject God's provision for your sin, you're worshiping the devil, unwittingly. And now the rest of this verse is the one whom they knowingly worship. Satan, they unwittingly worship him. Because if they would have known it, they wouldn't have done it, just like Eve in the garden. If she would have known it, she wouldn't have done it. Judas Iscariot, same way. He did not know what he was doing. Read Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, when you get a chance. For Judas, it says, when he saw what had happened to Jesus, he hurled the money into the temple and he cried out and said, I've sinned. I've sinned. I've sinned. He didn't know what he was doing. He was deceived. And that's what's going to happen in the end of the age. People are not knowingly going to take the mark of the beast and worship Satan. They're going to be deceived into doing it. This is Satan's greatest tool on us, is deceiving people. When you see his death in Revelation chapter 20 or 21, then this serpent who deceives the whole world was thrown into the lake of fire. His power is in the deception. Satan's got no power over you but to deceive you. Thank you, Lord. I've got none of this written down today. The rest, knowingly worship. It says, and they worship the beast. Saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Then he opened, this is Antichrist we're talking about. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those that dwell in heaven. Think about that. I wrote this note in my study Bible years ago. I wrote, certainly an odd statement to blaspheme those that live in heaven. So could this be like a post-rapture statement, similar to good riddance to bad rubbish? Why would he say that?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGODRadio.com.